Hello, hello, Reveal listeners. My gosh, it is so fun to be back with you on this beautiful spring day. And, you know, we're just having a really great time. Deborah and I have been off doing some amazing things in our community and, you know, making some great contacts and, you know, connecting with you in lots of other ways. I hope you saw the video that I put out with an interview for a very fun topic that I did with how to get on TV and radio, and it's a topic that's very dear and near to Deborah and I's heart. But today, we come back to you with a totally new topic, and we kind of always tap into the energy of, you know, what's going on for you, what does the world really need right now? And I always forget to do this, but I'm Leonka Reyna, the host of The Reveal Show, and I'm on with my co-host as well. And Deborah, tell everybody hi. What are we talking about? What's going on?
Hi, everyone. Deborah Hawkins here. Boy, we're glad to be back with you. It's been a few weeks since we have been on live. And so, yeah, this is a fun topic today. And like Leonka said, we always kind of feel into what's going on around us, what's happening in our friends' lives and our clients' lives. And Leonka and I were having a conversation yesterday about how you feel like, you know, you're really gaining traction in a direction and, you know, things feel like they're going really well, whether that's, you know, a job or a relationship or, something you're working on. And then all of a sudden, boom, you hit that wall. And
Stops. It feels like the energy left the room for a second, right?
So, yeah.
Or not even a second. It feels like the energy left. You're like, where'd it go?
Yeah, and we all, you know, say, gosh, I feel blocked or I feel stuck or what happened? You know, everything was going so well. So that's why, you know, the name of the show today, we decided to name it, you know, are you on the highway of life and you're seeing too many yield signs? Because we're recognizing that many of us right now are feeling like, you know, we're making great traction and then all of a sudden something is happening. So say more of a little bit more about how you were feeling about that, Leonka, just to get people to feel of it, because that's how it all started.
Right. It was two examples. One example is like you said, you know, what's going on for you and what's going on for, you know, your clients? And so I'll bring up the example of my clients and I'll bring up the example that I experienced as well. And so, you know, I was working with this client and I gave them, and they really want to work on this project and we were having a great time. And I know I inundated them with a ton of new information and a ton of stuff that they needed to do around this project. And then we were rocking and rolling and all of a sudden, no traction. It's almost as if my client had gone away. And I felt it. I could energetically feel it. I could feel it because, and I didn't want to push, you know, because everybody does things in their own time. But I was really excited for this project to get up and going. And I could tell that that client needed some time to go away. And I didn't understand, you know, I mean, I did understand, but Deborah helped me understand it a little bit better. And then in my world, I also felt as if tons of people, clients were just reaching out to me. Everybody's just having a really great time. We're having great conversations. I had lots of partner chats. And then all of a sudden, boom, I go on vacation, and it seemed like everyone went away. And, of course, I kind of went away too. So then I start to make myself feel wrong about it, right? So I can't even, I mean, it's the tail end of my vacation. I can't even relax because I'm feeling like, oh, I have to work harder. Maybe if I work harder, then that'll come back. And it felt like almost as if the energy had left the room for the week, right? And finally I had to be like, no, because I learned a little bit of tools. But finally I had to be like, no, give yourself space and peace. But I was very restless for a couple of days around that, that energy leaving, that momentum leaving. So, Deborah, you know, tell everybody a little bit about what you, you know, shared with me and maybe even what, you know, what that is.
Yeah, well, you know, I think, I mean, we all have had the experience of, you know, man, we're just, you know, things are really going well, everything feels great, and, you know, and then all of a sudden we hit that stop gap. And generally what happens is we immediately go down the chute, make ourselves wrong, you know, maybe I slacked up a little bit and didn't even know it, and that's why the momentum stopped.
Right.
But we
they
can make up
like
a thousand.
Me.
Yeah, they don't like me. I mean, we can make up a thousand excuses. They didn't like
right.
what I did. Oh no, they're not calling me
right.
back. You know, all
right.
of those things. You know, I said something wrong, and of
mm-hmm.
course, Leonca and I talk so much about, you know, helping ourselves and everyone else in the world come out of the wrongness of you. But I think it's a, you know, it's a really great subject to think on. And as we're talking about this today, think about where you're feeling the stop gaps in your own momentum, whether it's in your personal life or in your business life, professional life. Because it's, you know, one thing I want us to think about, it's like, number one, what are we so afraid of? What in the world are we so afraid of if something slows down or if we hit a stop gap or, you know, what, and that can take us back into some beliefs.
Right.
So begin to
right.
question yourself, you know, as we're doing this today, if you've hit a stop gap, if you've hit a slowdown, if you hit a speed bump, if you've hit something that feels like you're blocked, you know, begin to look at, okay, there's a fear in the way here. Otherwise, we'd just be relaxed and say, okay, I got to slow down, right? We'd all be okay with it.
Right.
But we're
instead
not.
Instead of going into the wrongness.
Into the wrongness.
That's what I was doing.
So
mm-hmm.
we go into the wrongness because we're afraid, Leonca. We're afraid.
Mm-hmm.
And we've you know, like we said, we've gone into the fear that, you know, we're wrong, something else is wrong, somebody else is wrong, something's wrong. And rather than, you know, taking a look at, well, number one, there are just cycles in life, you know? They're just
mm-hmm.
cycles. In this
mm-hmm.
world we live in, there's not a constant night. There's not a constant day. You know, there's not a constant, you know, summertime. I mean, you know, maybe in some places, but
seasons.
I mean, in general,
right.
seasons. Yeah,
maybe in Texas.
I mean, yeah, exactly.
But not. I mean, it's
yeah,
always
but,
changing. Yeah,
right. Everything's are always changing, and also we have this idea that in this big, amazing universe of ours, that the timing is really ours to have,
ooh.
And sometimes that's just not the case. You know, sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we in our, you know, it's like, you know, it's like the way we, sometimes we see things. We can, you know, we're like, you know, a little mouse in a field, and we can only see a little bit in front of us. And we think we know exactly what's going to happen or what we need to happen next. Whereas a hawk that's hovering above that field can see behind and in front and on both sides and knows everything that's coming or going, just like the universe does. So,
mm-hmm.
you know, at times
mm-hmm.
we go into thinking that, you know, we know the exact timing, you know, we know what needs to happen and when it does. And, you know, as we live in this universe, the more aware you become, the more aware you become that, you know, maybe your, you know, small linear thinking is not really what's going to serve you the best right now. And, you know, the whole idea of – go ahead.
I was gonna say, you brought up a really good example when we were talking on the phone a little bit earlier from one of our great leaders, one of the people that we follow, Marianne Williamson. And I think
mm-hmm.
that it's so relevant here when you talk about timing.
Yeah, yeah. I was listening to her, which, you know, she's one of them. I've been following her for 35 years. She's one of the most brilliant,
mm-hmm.
I think, speakers
mm-hmm.
on the planet. And she was talking
mm-hmm.
about how if we are, and to just follow up with this one, we think we know our own timing, that, you know, it would be like if I was so focused on getting a part on a TV show. And the reality
mm-hmm.
is that we're all that powerful. Our minds are that powerful. If we focus, you know, we will eventually make that goal. But what if, you know, in my bigger asking, you know, I wanted to serve more people. Well, what if the universe had plans for me to be on a big, incredible movie that billions of people would see, but by the time mm-hmm. that rolls in, I can't do it because I'm stuck doing some little podunk TV show, right? So, I mean, and I do. And I mean, I don't tell it as eloquently as she did, but you get the gist.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That sometimes totally. We think our timing is so important, we can block, you know, for a short period anyway, you know, what the universe really wants to give us, which is everything, something more, something expanded,
yeah,
something better.
Let's talk about, and thank you for that. Thank you for saying expanded. Let's talk a little bit about, so people can relate, what happens, where do people go when they, you know, show some of the examples of, like, wrongness. Like, for me, and we did a little bit, but, you know, for me it was like, oh, what, you know, what if the money goes away? Well, how am I going to pay my bills? Or what if this client cancels? What if, you know, what does that mean, you know, in relation to, I mean, it had, none of those things happened. In fact, my client came back and he's like, hey, sorry, I just needed to take a break from whatever. And I was like, I knew that. You know, deep down inside, I knew he was not going away. And
right.
I knew these projects I was working on were not going away. But immediately I went into the fear of, especially being my own business owner, you know, the fear of, okay, this is how we all work together. And I'm just showing this because I think a lot of people have these fears and these feelings, even though they're not even relative. I mean, there's so many other people I was working with and other things to do. Like, there's so many other opportunities, but yet I fixated on the wrongness of what was going on exactly around me when that time, mm-hmm. that time gap happened, that stop gap happened. I just wanted people to relate. What are some of the other things that people do? Like, you talked about relationships at one time.
Yeah, well, I think it's
even
rampant. I think we, here's the thing, you know, fear just permeates and just kind of floats over all of us around everything. You know, we're mm-hmm. afraid, you know, we're afraid when we don't have something that we need it. We're afraid when we get something that we won't have it next week or next month or next whatever. And I mean, even in relationships, you know, maybe we had a great week with our significant other and, you know, all of a sudden we hit a day and then we think, oh my God, we're, you know, the love's gone. What happened? You know,
right.
And we go into, which is somewhere we've talked about on the show before, Extremeville.
Yeah, yeah.
And fear will take you down the chute and into Extremeville very quickly. Even for me, I know since the beginning of the year, you know, I've had some really great months, and every month I'm worried, like, oh my God, how am I, you know, can I do that next month? And I've like, you know, tripled and quadrupled my income every single month. But it's like we go into the fear always because I think this is an underlying belief, core belief, for almost everyone on the planet, and that is there's not enough. I'm not going to get enough money. I'm not going to get enough love. I don't have enough time. I don't have enough. I'm not enough. So I think that's one of the huge overall shadow beliefs of most everyone on the planet, that we're not enough, there's not enough of whatever. And, you know, if we had a longer today, you know, tapping would be a great thing to do on that, because that's a big old belief.
That is a big yes.
Yeah. 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 So, you know, and I think if we can go back to remembering that, you know, everything is in cycles, everything runs in cycles, and but we resist them. And then if we can begin to recognize, well, you know, if my God, for even us women, you know, menstrual cycles, I mean, think about what happens to a woman in just 28 days, you know, over and over and over, right?
Right.
And so,
So,
you know, and sometimes when you're in the, you know, PMS stage, you know, you think, oh my God, the world is, you know, I want to die and I never want to come out of my house again. Right. So, So I think it's, you know, really looking, you know, like at the cycles of life. I mean, we are such a big part of life, and begin to look at, you know, if the momentum slows down, okay, hold on, wait a minute. You know, this is a cycle. This doesn't mean that everything's stopped forever. It doesn't mean that my lover's gone away. You know, well, it mm-hmm. could, but, mm-hmm. you know, there'll be another one if you want one.
Right.
But, I mean,
there's
you know, it's,
and I wrote this down. Rather than make ourselves wrong, we make ourselves available, right? Because then you're
yes.
you're ready for that new lover, the most mate, right? Could be the right
exactly.
So
I mean, it's kind of like, remember when we talked about how we the backdoor creating, that maybe we're backdoor creating
mm-hmm.
with our lovers
Gosh.
Or our jobs, and then we end up getting
yep.
fired, and then we end up
right.
falling into the best job ever. You know, that we
right.
would have never, you know, received otherwise. So, you know, the universe, consciousness always has our back. Always, always, always. And, you know, there was this old saying, and I don't remember now who started it or who said it, but it's been said many times, and that is, you know, it's not that the universe is happening to you. It's happening for you. And
wow.
as children, you know, many times, you know, when we kind of go back into our old brain as feeling like a child, we go into those old beliefs of when something happens, oh, my God, the oh, my God feeling, there's not enough, they don't love me anymore, this is not going to work anymore, they don't like me, you know, I've done something wrong.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's really beginning to recognize, well, number one, these cycles happen for a reason, and some of the reasons are beyond what we can actually understand or even acknowledge right now. You know,
right.
like a woman's cycle, we know part of the reason is because, you know, it's a birth cycle. It's meant to produce
right.
life, right?
Mm-hmm. We've talked about this. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So if you can begin, when you hit that stopgap. I know one of my greatest teachers of all times, Gloria Karpinski, told me years ago, she would say, Deborah, your job is to, you know, you may take, you know, a couple steps, hit the stopgap. You know, it's time to integrate then.
Mm-hmm. I love this.
So it may be that, you know, for reasons unknown to you in that very moment, they may be revealed right away, or they may not be revealed right away. But when you hit a slowdown or a stopgap or a yield sign in your life, you can be sure there's information there for you.
Mm-hmm.
There's some maybe you've come so far so fast. There needs to be some integration time, you know.
And I feel
really
like that was going on for my client. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. And
exactly.
I know as soon as you said it, I was like, "Yep, that's it."
Well,
yeah.
well and I love the idea of thinking about. I mean, why the universe, consciousness, God, whatever you want to say, decided 9 months to have a baby. I mean, you have to integrate that you are carrying a being with inside you. You know, if we found out we were pregnant today and had the baby tomorrow, we'd probably all lose our minds, you know? I mean, we couldn't do it. You know, there's a reason, sometimes a higher, you know, a much higher holy spiritual reason that we may not be in touch with yet. But if there is a stopgap going on in your life, then, you know, if you can, and we're going to talk about some things that you can do, but, you know, recognize it maybe it's time to integrate. I know I've often read that when your body gets the flu or a particular kind of illness, many times it's that, you know, maybe you've made so many jumps in your awareness, in your psyche, that, you know, the body needs time to catch up, or vice versa, or maybe the mind needs
mm-hmm.
time to catch
mm-hmm.
up.
Mm-hmm.
So if we can begin to look at these as, you know, nothing that's going on in our life is bad, absolutely nothing.
It's really interesting,
we live in cycles,
too.
Right? I mean,
yes.
birth,
yes.
and death, and, you know, everything in between. And you know, the only reason we make anything wrong is because there's some belief in there that we're afraid of. And I think the big one is, you know, there's not going to be enough. I'm not enough. And I think that, you know, that overshadows everything. So,
right.
As you
said, I was going to say what. Go ahead.
As you said, when these things happen, rather than going into what did I do wrong, you know, did I push someone away, you know, did I lose my mojo, you know, can I not do this anymore? Rather than going into the wrongness and the fear, you know, what if we stopped and, you know, really became aware? I mean, imagine what could happen if we
right.
lived that way.
I know. So the thing about it, though, Deborah, is what's interesting about this conversation is that I feel like there's the ones that are obvious. So there's stopgaps that are obvious that, like, the, you know, you lost your job. So, okay, universe, what's there for me? But the ones that are, I think the ones that really get us are the ones that are kind of hidden. The ones that happen, you know, in a cycle of a week, right? You're moving along, you're trucking along, and then everything, your phone just stopped ringing. And you're like, what? And
yeah.
It only could be days, right? But in those moments, so those I feel like are kind of hidden ones. So those
mm-hmm.
are the ones that we can kind of like fester on fast. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Especially like if, okay, let's say in a relationship and you're dating, you're having a great time, and then all of a sudden the phone didn't ring. And you're like, oh my gosh, it's in that moment. Those moments that are like the hidden ones, I feel like they're kind of smaller, but
mm-hmm.
they're just as relevant there, right?
Let's take that example. Let's say you're in a relationship and it feels like things are going great and, you know, you're having a great time, you're seeing each other quite frequently, and then all of a sudden it stops. And you know, for most, you know, I'm going to speak here for women, but I mean, for most women, you and I, Leonka, and our friends, we would immediately go, oh crap, what did I do wrong? What did I say?
Mm-hmm.
Was I too much? Did I piss them off? Or, you know, and the reality
right.
is we go to that small space of just me
right.
instead of we. Right? Like, we may not have any idea what's going on with someone else. And generally, we don't.
Ooh,
and so, we're, you know, we make it about ourselves. And just like, you know, you were
yeah.
talking about your one client, well, it really didn't have anything
right.
to do with you. You know,
no.
maybe
no.
they felt like they were drinking through a fire hose and really had to, like, you know, let things settle down before they could take on more.
Yeah. Yes.
Right? I mean,
yep.
there's a reason
yep.
we don't go from kindergarten to college. There's some integration in there in between,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
If we could begin to look at our lives like that, and when there is a slowdown, when there feels like there's a stuckness, when there feels like you know, something is happening, it's never about looking outside like we were just talking about with the relationship, you know, oh my God, what did I say or do wrong, or what's wrong with them, you know. It's always,
mm-hmm.
you know, an invitation to go internal, because everything really is,
mm-hmm.
everyone should write this
mm-hmm.
down. Everything's an inside job. Everything's an inside job. And those times are just meant for us to, you know, reflect. So, okay, so let's talk about now.
What are the things to do?
Yeah,
so
what
we
are the things
there's
we can
little
do?
Hidden, there's some hidden, we know that there's everyday hidden stopgaps too, right?
Yes.
Or, you know, right, not the big, big ones, but it's these times that I feel are so important. Well, I don't want to give importance to it, but it's relevant, because if we stay in that negative space, then all we do is tell the universe that we don't want that, right? It's always whenever
mm-hmm.
you're right at the finish line, you can't even see the finish line, but you're right there, and then everything stops, and then so do you.
Right.
Right?
You
could have had everything
mm-hmm.
up-level.
Yes.
Like, even Access Conscious, Dr. Dane here says, it's, you know, you just finished a conference, you made a ton of, I want to say guests, but you met a ton of other people that you've networked with. You've got you know, your business is rolling, things are happening, you just whatever, and then all of a sudden it all goes away.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's in that moment, it'll feel like it went away. It's in that moment that everything is about to up-level. So you just stay. And
well,
so what are those things that we can do during that point where it feels like it all went away?
Yeah, and I just want to bring up, you know, we've talked about this before on another show, and that's a reorganizing principle. And that is, that runs parallel to this, is sometimes when everything's going along really well and then all of a sudden all hell breaks loose and it's full-on chaos, that's the reorganizing principle at work so that it reorganizes at a higher level. So
yes,
that's really parallel with what we're talking about right now, you know. I had a thought I wanted to mention. It'll come back to me. Okay, so let's talk about some of the things that you can do when these things happen. All right, let's say, I know what I was going to say. Okay, so another example is like, say you're on the phone and you're talking to clients and, you know, you've had 15 amazing calls or 15 amazing, sessions or meetings with people, and then you get one phone call about somebody that doesn't like your services or makes a negative comment or is not in appreciation of what you're doing or something. What do we focus on?
The wrongness of us.
That one thing. It could have been 20, you know, 20 great things that day. It's the one thing. So, again, that is the invitation. Rather than for us to push it away or make ourselves wrong, it's an invitation to invite whatever that is in. You know, come on in. Come on in, rejection. You know, let's sit in. It's just a shadow showing up. It's one of those fears. You know, come on in, resentfulness. You know, come on in, fear. Because the
and what
more
we
that,
do, I was going to say,
the
and
more
we do that, universe is like, you know, just only, I mean, you attract what you're putting out, right? So then you're on a different vibration, and now what you're putting out is just all this, you know, rejection. And so it's hard for you know, you have to be at a higher vibration than the rejection vibration to attract what you really want, is what I'm trying to say.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's absolutely true. All right, so some of the things that we can do. Okay, the first, you know, and this is all part of, and you know, Leonk and I talk about this on, I don't think we've ever talked about being aware. That's the greatest gift you'll ever give yourself living on this planet, is being aware. So the moment, maybe it's not right, maybe it's not the moment, maybe it's 5 minutes in, 10 minutes in, 2 days in, whatever, into your stop gap, into your yield sign, you begin to become aware and go, oh, wait a minute. I remember that conversation about cycles. And I remember that conversation about, you know, maybe it's about me integrating something. Maybe there's more information here for me before I move forward that I really require before I go to this next level. So I want to say the first thing, even though it's difficult, is relax into it, is to breathe and take a breath and know that you don't have to be afraid. You don't have to be afraid anymore. This is part of a cycle, and it is happening on a higher level for possibly something we're not aware of, but it is for the good of us and everyone else, especially if you're asking for that every day. So relax, breathe, and, you know, and recognize that you may be in a time of integration and, you know, what's there for you to notice. Number two, I would, you know, Leonk and I are big on asking questions when something is going on. Not that you're going to receive the answer right away, but it begins to unlock the mind, unlock the psyche to other possibilities, okay, of what could be happening. You could ask, you could even say, ask a question like this. And to me, this gives me immediate relief when I've come to a conclusion. If something has happened, I've hit a stopgap, I've made myself wrong, I've thrown myself in the shitter, I've, you know, call myself a loser or whatever, I immediately say, what does this sudden mean what I think it means? What if this doesn't mean what I think it means?
Right.
Because
what is right about this I'm not getting?
Yeah.
Gosh.
What is it that life might be trying to show me? That's why I've
hit
this.
What can I be more aware of?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. So asking those kinds of questions can take you into a much more relaxed state. And let's face it, the more relaxed you are, the less fear you're going to have. And you're going to begin to that fear will begin to dissipate. And then you can feel into, what is right about this moment and this cycle I'm
in. Right, what's the greatness in this? Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Is there something else trying to get my attention here?
Is there a big movie that I'm supposed to do?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And so, the third thing I would suggest if this happens is to really use that time. You know, once you've started relaxing and once you've kind of slowed down into it, once you've recognized you may be in integration time or there may be more information coming to you, then begin to use that time for reflection. You know, quiet time with yourself, sitting in nature, petting your dog, sitting in the grass, looking at what's going on. Speaking of cycles, in the cycle of spring, sometimes just looking at what's going on in nature can give you a lot of awareness into what's going on in your own life, right?
Mm-hmm.
So using that time, taking a few minutes off, and the other thing could be maybe rather than focusing on me, you might could expand yourself into we. And for just a few minutes, a little while, a day or a few hours, maybe you might focus on helping someone else, because that takes your mind, that is twisting and twisting, like what's wrong, what's wrong, what's wrong. And when you go into that space of helping someone else, you turn on all those great hormones that make you feel better.
Which raises your vibration, which tells universe that you're ready for more.
Ready for more, yeah, that you've,
yeah,
you've
it
integrated
makes you
or you've
the,
recognized.
Yes.
Yes. So, and there's no perfect time sequence on any of this, guys. It's everyone is so individual as a snowflake. And, and here's the other thing. So many times we want to compare ourselves to, well, gosh, that happened to them and they got right through it, or they got back up, or it happened to them in 2 days or whatever. And there's no comparison. It doesn't do it, it. All it does is shut you down, because comparison is making you wrong again.
Mm-hmm.
Making you wrong again. So I would say, those are the three things I would suggest. And I know Leonka had even mentioned, we're big proponents of EFT and tapping, to spend some of your time even doing that. And, that might be something, and listeners, if you're interested in this, Leonka and I are talking about maybe, doing a class on tapping on fear, because
fear
is just so permeating. I mean, that's why we're afraid. That's why we're afraid.
Right.
When we
right.
get the yield sign, right?
And what if we could relieve some of that for ourselves, right? We don't have to push
exactly.
it away, but we could neutralize some of that within our body and release those old beliefs. Yes, my gosh, it is such a great tool. So, yeah, we are thinking about doing that. So we'll put that out to you guys.
I just want to, before I know we're a little bit over time, but I just want to leave everybody. I was listening to, it's so interesting how the universe and consciousness will line up songs when I've got a particular topic on my brain. And so I was listening to this song this morning called Drive, and it's by Incubus. And the lyrics, some of the lyrics, it was talking all about fear. And it says, fear, it's driven me before, and and it seems to have a vague, haunting mass appeal. But lately, I'm beginning to find that I should be the one behind the wheel. And then another one of the lines that's so beautiful, it says, it's driven me before, and it seems to be the way that everyone else gets around. But lately, I'm beginning to find that when I drive myself, my light is found. So check that song out, you know, look it up, listen to it, and begin to, you know, this is our time on the planet now, you know, as the fear is increasing, so is the light, and we can, you know, it's our job to do our part and relinquish our own fears, because when we can do relinquish our own fears, we're doing that for billions of other people on the planet, too. So, anyway, great show. I love talking about
it
this.
It was.
If you have comments or questions, remember what Leonka says. They're hot.
They're hot. Super hot. We think you're hot. Yes. So, yeah, guys,
all right.
You know, write in with your questions. And you can always visit us. Get it. Always download. You know, we've got a great free gift for you. We're adding new things to it. It's that www.lyanca.com. You can, we've got a guided meditation in there, lots of different tools, you know, really for what you want to create. So, again, we just love you, love, love you, and hope you have a great rest of your day.
And we'll see you next week. Thanks, everybody.
Bye.
Bye.
The moderator has left the conference.